Hello and welcome back to the Football Foundry. I'm your host James and I'm joined by Matt.
Hello.
How are you?
Good mate, how's yourself?
Good, good. Lots of football, lots of football.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it was. It is.
We had more midweek action as Christmas is the most chaotic time of the year for football. So we'll quickly run through those results before we get onto this weekend's action. So we'll start with Burnley against Stoke, and they got a 1-0 win against Stoke. Crystal Palace played Watford, got a 2-1 win. Chelsea beat Huddersfield away from home 3-1. Leicester pummeled Southampton 4-1. And Everton picked up yet another win, beating Newcastle 1-0. And Man City are still flying high with a 4-0 win over Swansea. Tottenham Hotspur beat Brighton 2-0. Man United scraped a 1-0 win against Bournemouth. And Liverpool West Brom drew 0-0. And West Ham Arsenal drew 0-0. But to be fair, I think that point for West Ham is a valuable
one. It's a great point for them, to be fair. I was just thinking, when you were doing the results, do you think you could do it like classified? You know, like classified results at the end of the day, like on a Saturday, it's like Burnley 1, Stoke 0, Crystal Palace 2, Watford 1.
I'd love to, but many people would just stop the
podcast. Hold on, but it's Swansea 0, Manchester City 4. Bit of positive.
Yeah, you got to get higher. If it's more than three, they always get higher. If it's Newcastle 0, Everton 1, Swansea 0, Man City 4.
But you can always tell what the score's going to be from the tone of the person. Yeah. Like, for example, it wasn't a score, but it was like Manchester United 2, Manchester City 2.
You can just tell. It's same on FIFA though. I don't know if you noticed that. You know when they read the results on FIFA as well, when you're on career mode. It's the exact same on that.
It must be the prerequisite if you want to be the video printer guy. Just read up the scores at the end of the day. It's like monotone. Swansea 0, Manchester City 4. Anywho, get back to your points, mate. I just thought that was like quite funny.
But yeah, that was the midweek games. So now we'll jump into the actual Premier League weekend, where Crystal Palace travelled to Leicester and picked up a massive 3 points.
Travelled in style.
By beating 3-0. They did. They finally got the first away goal of the season and Benteke's first goal of the season, ending a run of 1,106 minutes without a Premier League goal.
You know, we're on about sound clips before obviously started for people that don't know what we're on about. You should have had a hallelujah clip just loaded in for this moment. Hallelujah.
I might just cut that and keep that bit and just play that every time. Palace are now 7 games unbeaten. Their best run since 1990. Isn't that just an amazing turnaround when they just look completely down and out at the beginning?
You've got to praise Woy, haven't you?
Yeah. Good old Woy.
Absolutely cracking. Like, Palace are, like you're saying, great. Well, good form. They haven't won every game, obviously, but considering what they have been doing.
Yeah, definitely. Massive turnaround. And do you know what else was good as well?
What's that?
Benteke looked like he was actually enjoying a game of football.
Well, obviously, from all the stick he would have got from the last game, it must have been such a relief for him to score.
Yeah, but to open the scoring as well, not just nick one, not the third or something like that, to open the scoring.
To be fair, I don't want to take any shade off it. I actually do think Michael could have saved it.
Yeah.
To be fair, not take it away from Benteke,
but I'm pretty
sure Michael probably would be hitting himself about that. He probably could have saved it.
I feel like if anyone gives him any more stick, he'll just stop playing football.
Palace might get some more goals then, but hey,
Whilst we're just on the subject of Benteke's goal as well, the marking from Morgan and Simpson was shocking.
Yeah, just a little bit. But to be fair,
there was someone else that I noticed that was completely at fault for that.
Who's that?
Ndidi. He was stood on the D at the edge of the box.
Yeah.
And he could clearly see that both Simpson and Morgan had a man to follow each, and Benteke was the free man. He should have then stepped in as that holding midfielder, stepped in and helped out his defence. But
I'd agree with that.
But it didn't really affect the scoreline too much.
No, not in the end anyways.
No, not at all. But Palace did absolutely stun Leicester. Like, Leicester just couldn't match them. Like, Palace just turned up, and they turned up well.
And Leicester just didn't turn up at all.
Yeah. They just, especially considering they've had such good results recently, Leicester.
Well, they have been. Like, same story, obviously, Roy Hodgson taking over Palace. Their form's improved. Same with Klopp here at Leicester City. They've been on really good form recently. So, probably surprising just how Leicester played. It wasn't expected.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I was thinking the same. Ibora scoring a goal for Leicester, but it was disallowed thanks to a good spot by the ref for the push on... escapes me who it was on now. But it pushed the defender out of his way to score the goal. Very good spot by the ref.
It was a very blatant push.
It was.
Very blatant push. It wasn't subtle about it at all.
No.
It was two hands into the back and just shoved him.
Yeah. Ndidi getting himself a second jello on his 21st birthday. Yeah. Do you think that's because he wants to go out and sip some shandies? I think it is. I think he just wanted to get off that pitch and go and sip some shandies on his birthday.
Yeah, I don't think it would have worked like that. If anything, he probably would have had to stay back. But nice theory, though.
Yeah, I know. It's brilliant. But no, that's a massive 3 points for Palace, and they're continuously climbing the table.
They do, indeed.
They are. They're sitting 14th now, which is a massive turnaround from where they were.
Fans must be delighted.
Yeah. Just shows that the points can help. We'll go to Arsenal, Newcastle anyway, where Arsenal got a 1-0 win. There wasn't really too much in this game. The only really talking point that I've got for you is Wilshere starting last two games. That's it. Started the first consecutive two games in the last two and a bit years.
But
he had a good game as well.
To be fair to him, He did have a good game. He showed his technical ability. He's starting to pick up the player that he used to be. Like, he showed a bit of glimpses, and he's not scared to run with the ball. He's not scared to try stuff, which is obviously a positive sign for the Arsenal fans to see in the player.
So, yeah.
If he keeps it going, next couple of games, keep this form up.
I'd have him in that squad.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. But needs to be more consistent.
I do think he's a better technical player than Xhaka is.
That's not hard.
But it's whether when Ramsey's fit, who does he then go with?
Ramsey's out of those three, Ramsey's the best.
Yeah,
without a shadow of a doubt. Different game, different style. Maybe exactly. I don't know.
Exactly.
If Wilshere was on top form, I'd have him over Granit Xhaka. But it's whether Wilshere will ever get back to top form. That's the question there.
Yeah. Hopefully, if we keep stringing these games together, though, it's both 90 minutes as well.
Which is just
outstanding for Wilshere.
Yeah, because that's just an impressive feat anyways for Jack.
That's the only problem that's with him, though, isn't it? It's his fitness. He's always had the ability, and the only thing that's held him back is his fitness and not being able to fully complete game.
Yeah.
Or getting injured too softly and like knocks him back a peg.
Well, every time he gets it, and he's not little injuries, it's always been injuries that have put him out for a while. So he might be starting to get somewhere, but then he just gets upon the sideline and he's got to restart all over again.
Exactly. Hopefully, he can keep his fitness up though.
Hopefully so.
Another good little player that came into that game, Maitland Niles.
One of the few kids out of going that team are quite decent.
Yeah.
Is it Ashley or Ainsley, Tom Ed? I think it could be Ainsley. Ainsley, Niles? I think so, but...
I think it definitely begins with an Ainsley.
I know it does. I think it's... I want to put God on the limit. I want to say it's Ainsley. Apologies if it's Ashley, but I think it's Ainsley. But it's Arsenal tend to develop the odd decent kid because obviously they've got a few more than that as well, like Reece Nelson and some other players that are going to be coming through into the sort of similar positions as well. But gave himself a good showing.
He did. He really did.
Niles.
Because Newcastle can cause a few problems.
Well,
it's just the finishing that's off.
The league table would suggest that Newcastle don't cause many problems at all. They're 18th. They've dropped in the relegation zone now.
They have, yeah. It was a brilliant goal from Ozil, though.
Oh, top draw. Top draw goal.
Absolutely class. Backing away from goal as well. To just get on the
technical
end
ability to produce that from the position he was in. Outstanding goal from Ozil.
Shows his class. But we'll go to Watford Huddersfield. And Huddersfield won 4-1. Which, to be fair, is a massive coupon buster, that.
Yeah. Watford's current form.
Watford, what is going wrong with them?
Weird one, to be fair. Last couple of games, they're starting to... Because obviously they've been on such good form, but this last couple of games are showing signs of issues. Obviously, I think the ability to keep 11 players on the pitch might help them.
Yes. Because three red cards in the last three games.
So that's not obvious. To be fair, I think it was quite harsh for Troy Deeney to get him off in this game, talking about the red cards. I thought it was harsh.
It was, to be fair. It's the aggression I can get is why he's given it, because he does go in quite aggressive.
But he doesn't touches it.
There wasn't really much.
He wins the ball.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just the issue really is that he's blown himself in, he's barely touched the player, and also the fact that it's coming from behind, but he gets the ball. Yeah. It was really harsh. Wasn't that?
Yeah, it was. The first goal, though, for Kachunga, it was quite a bit offside.
Well, just a little bit. Just a little bit offside.
Poor linesman there. Poor. But Watford, again, just constantly switching off. Like, there was the incident for...
You're about when Hollabas just gets a touch to the face and lies down.
Yeah.
When he's running at Hollabas and Hollabas just drops to the floor. It's like, it's pathetic.
You do not do that.
You see players getting taking a lot heavier hits and they'll survive till the ball goes out of play. Then they'll collapse in a heap. But
yeah,
he barely got touched. Exactly. Pathetic.
He just goes
pathetic by Hollabas.
At least clear, if you really hurt, boot the ball out of play, because he was the closest one to that ball as it rolled away from him.
He literally fell towards the ball. It was bad.
I just allowed him straight through.
Absolutely pathetic.
But a positive for Watford, and probably the only positive from this game that they could take, is Doucouré, yet again, with another
hit.
It's all he scores.
It was such a clean, sweet strike. It was like side netting from outside the box. Brilliant goal.
It's all he can score, Doucouré, just screamers. But he then had a moment of madness. He went from a screamer to a howler with the tackle.
It's just clumsy.
It's Stonewall penalty.
Yeah, agreed.
And obviously, Aaron Moy is there to seal the points for Huddersfield.
Rating for Huddersfield. I do like Aaron Moy. Quality rating.
Brilliant player. Indeed. But Brighton and Burnley faced off. And it was a thrilling 0-0 encounter. Tokarski didn't have the best of games.
No, it's probably his worst performance this season.
Yeah, not often that you see it like that, but it's obviously frustration getting the better of him. Murray must have been a handful for him, because Murray can cause... He likes to wind people up a bit, doesn't he?
Used to play for Carlisle, but yeah.
That's why. That's why he winds people up.
He's from around here, but no. Murray's a physical player, and he'll give as good as he gets, so he can wind players up.
Exactly. Yeah. The penalty, though, it was a clear penalty, but more interestingly, Murray's just shot was awful.
Unlike Murray as well, because every other penalty he's taken this season, he's put in the back of the net, so...
Yeah. It's still not as bad as Benteke's.
You're sure to find a worse penalty than Benteke's. Well...
And then obviously the Tarkowski and Murray incidents carried
ridiculous.
On. Gave him the cheeky little elbow in the box.
Terrible. It should Not seen. It should have been another penalty because he was in the box.
Yeah.
And Tarkowski should have been straight. Rightfully so.
Charged with violent.
I'm guessing it's a free match ban. Yes. Rightfully so. Can't do that.
Just letting frustration get the better of you. Sean Dyche will lay into him, though.
Yeah, Sean Dyche will absolutely kill him for that. He will.
There was the brilliant double save from Matt Ryan, though, to pretty much secure that point.
It was an absolutely great double save. Great reflexes by the keeper.
It was. It really was. And then, obviously, late on, it was the... Is Quiedo dive? I can't say his name.
I'll give you that.
Quiedo.
You should go with that.
I'll roll with it like he pretty much did when he dove.
Pathetic, that as well.
It was. See, he should be getting...
I'm sure, but because it didn't lead to a free kick for Brighton, apparently there's nothing they can do about it, which is a joke. It's still... I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
He's not disencouraging it because he's going to get away with it.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Indeed.
But that was pretty much all that happened in that game. Just pure controversy.
Yes.
Like I said, a thrilling 0-0 encounter.
Absolutely, mate.
We go to Chelsea Southampton where Marcus Alonso scored another brilliant free kick, but should Forrester? Fraser Forster.
I suppose.
Forrester.
Who the hell's Forrester? Forrester gets sent off in a league.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of, but we'll get to that a bit later. But yeah, did you think he should have done better?
He should have lined his wall up better.
See, it's not just that, it's his starting positioning as well. He doesn't look ready at all. He's just got his hands on his knees.
End of the day... All the keepers, if they've got their wall set up, they will always leave that side of the net free. So if any player can get it up and over the wall, you deserve the goal. It deserves to be a goal because it's the technical ability to get up and over the wall. But the fact is, the wall is in the right position. There's no way Alonso would bend the ball around the wall into the bottom corner like that if the wall was in the correct position. He's pretty much got. He can pretty much see the bottom corner from where he's standing, where the ball is, and he shouldn't be able to do that. So he's just picked his corner and just put it in. It was easy for him.
Far too easy. But it was a lovely worked offside goal with Fabregas and Hazard linking up.
It was. That was really great play. But it's just such a shame that Fabregas was just offside. And he wasn't even massively offside. He was his shoulder or something.
Yeah. It was a lovely play. And then again, Fabregas unlucky with that... late effort that he had from that quick free kick from Willian.
From his angle, but it would have been a miracle if that ball had gone in.
Yeah. You could see him, though, just standing there, just hoping they...
But the ball did start to bend a little bit, so I was like, oh, my God, this might actually go in. But he was literally on the byline, goal line when he did it. Like, I'd been amazed if it went in, but it was unlucky.
It really was.
Yes, sir.
But, yeah, not it. Very convincing performance from Southampton.
No.
Hey ho. We'll go to West Ham Stoke, where West Ham won 3-0.
Indeed.
Arnautovic getting another goal. But it was actually such an electric atmosphere, wasn't it?
Oh, don't. Such a bad joke, that is.
It was electric, though, wasn't it?
Yes, because the game was delayed due to electrical issues.
Don't worry, I'll not make another joke like that again. No, it was shocking.
You will.
I'm on fire. Lanzini has been charged by the FA for diving. I'm really sorry.
That's horrible.
Lanzini has been charged by the FA for diving.
Turn you off. Serious voice. So yeah, Lanzini got charged for diving, which is correct because he was already going down. And it probably so.
Yeah, he turns himself into him as well.
Yeah, he's a good player, Mauro Lanzini. He shouldn't be doing that sort of thing, but yeah, it's a dive.
Definitely. But it meant Mark Noble got his goal, meaning 19 of his 34 Premier League goals have been penalties.
I was going to say, it does help when he's been West Ham's penalty taker for the last...
God knows
how long. Oh, I couldn't even tell you who their official penalty taker would have been before Mark Noble. Couldn't tell you.
I have no idea. It's been that long.
I would say he's been at the... 10 years? 2000? I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
I've not really focused that much on Mark Noble's career.
No,
so.
Not revived. I was thinking to myself then while we were just talking about it, I was like, who actually would have been their penalty taker before Mark Noble? I've tried to find out. Anywho.
Arnautovic obviously returned against Stoke. And he was saying last week that he needs to turn up in games more often. He turned up in this, but he got some serious stick because everything that he was doing was just inches off. Just inches. Hitting the bar.
You could tell this game meant a lot to him. Yeah, you could really definitely. Tell. He was trying to score from every possible... He could have had about 4 goals in this game. Easily.
Unbelievable.
But yeah, he got a lot of stick, but he was always going to get grief from the Stoke fans. To be fair, the Stoke fans should be happy that he got 25 million for him. They should be celebrating
Did you notice Mark Hughes trying to give him some as well when he got subbed out?
Well, did you see what he was doing on the pitch? Did you see him when he put the West Ham symbol up as celebration? When he put the cross, it was like, what are the boys doing? He was actually quite liked at Stoke for how six seasons, maybe? 6 seasons, is there, I guess.
I couldn't tell you.
Idiot, man. Absolute idiot.
Yeah. And then he was doing the Hammers sign and stuff. It's a risky road, but some players are like that, though, aren't they? They leave the club and then you never know what really goes on behind the scenes with all the transfers.
I don't know what goes on with that guy, Arnautovic, because I believe that he thinks he's better than what he really is.
Yeah.
But you can't really follow him. Like, obviously, his last game was against Chelsea. He scored the winner. Yeah. This game, he did play well. Might have been a bit greedy at times, because obviously he was desperate to score. Desperate.
Oh, yeah.
Past his old team. Like... You can pretty much see that in his whole game. The whole way he was playing this game was he needs to score. I need to score against these lot. I need to show them what they're missing.
Yeah.
So I think that was definitely. He had his own little personal vendetta. And I think he just got on top
personal
of him.
Look. Who would have thought it?
Mm.
But West Ham, though, as a team, absolutely full of confidence after recent results.
Yeah,
3 consecutive clean sheets and no Joe Hart in any of them.
Oh, funny that.
Putting that one out there.
Like,
well, providing that they can maintain the form and keep pushing on how they're doing, I think they'll be fine this season.
David Moyes has got them playing well, which I never thought I would say. Yeah. But
just wait till Adnan Januzaj comes knocking in January.
Yeah, that's true. It's like Redknapp and Nico Kranjčar and these boys.
Yes. Yep. Oh, dear. Stoke, though. We need to talk about Stoke.
Go for it.
They just completely lack a goal threat. Like, completely.
Yeah,
in that game, they had 17 attempts, but not one single shot on target.
Well, they've got the top goals. Well, they've got 3 top goal scorers, and they've all got 4 goals. It's Crouch, Diouf, and Shaqiri.
Yep.
Do you know what Peter Crouch's goals per minute ratio is? And you've got to remember, he plays a sub a lot of the time.
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
He gets a goal every 186 minutes. And he's a joint top goal scorer and he's a sub. Shaqiri and Diouf were pretty much a goal every 360-ish. I can't remember the exact figure for them.
Yeah. Shaqiri scores once every few weeks.
Thing is, with Shaqiri, he's got 4 goals, 5 assists. So you can forgive him for not scoring as many goals. Yeah, he's not a striker.
And he's not a striker. Yeah.
But there's an issue just there with Stoke. Just that alone.
January is going to have to be a big one for Stoke, basically.
I don't know who they could get in. I don't know who. I don't see them getting a strike, another striker from a Premiership club. Honestly.
No. I can't.
They might go for a Championship striker. Maybe.
Is there really any out of favour Premier League strikers? I can't think of any. If anything, teams are struggling for strikers. Unless you maybe look at the likes of Danny Ings, but I don't know if he'd be able to do it for Stoke.
He doesn't get a chance now, though, at all.
Yeah, no, I don't know if he's not fit and he's not proven himself enough this season to be able to go to a team like Stoke and provide goals.
I'm genuinely trying to think of a striker they could probably go for in this league who...
Batshuayi on loan.
Chelsea won't get rid of him. They haven't got a backup striker.
Other than that, I can't really think of
anyone. They're more likely to go off for a championship striker.
Yeah.
Like Britt Assal, Bonga, Monga, Tronga, whoever you like to call him.
Assombalonga.
Really? You can actually say his name right. But yeah, something like
that. I hope they do get Assombalonga. I'd love it.
But genuinely, I don't know, unless they go abroad. I don't know.
Yeah. Mark Hughes has got his connections, though. He might be able to pull someone in.
If he's still in the job at that point, but hey-ho.
He might contact Rubinho, you never know.
That's going to be a bit hard, because he's in prison. But you didn't know that.
One phone call.
I was going to say, you didn't know he was in prison, right?
Yeah, that's why I said it.
Oh, I was going to say, I was like, how's he going to play when he's in prison?
He's allowed one phone call, it'd be all right.
I mean, he can play a game of football, though. You can ask him for advice.
They did it on Mean Machine.
Oh, God. But they... Well, so can't stand for all the games inside the prisons just so Rubinho can play. Plus, Rubinho's in prison in Italy, is he? Or is he back in Brazil?
I don't know where. I don't know. I think he might be back in Brazil.
He got jumped for kidnap or something daft, but anywho. Yeah, we're getting off the point here.
But no, yes, Stoke need a striker.
Yeah, back to the main point. Yes, you do. They need a striker.
We'll move on from that because we're completely getting sidetracked. Man City played Spurs and absolutely dominated from the starting whistle. And it means they've got their 16th consecutive league win.
No surprise. No surprise at all. I can't see a team beating them.
I can't. Like, I really can't.
This team could potentially match the Invincibles of Arsenal. It's that standard.
The more the like tossing aside these big teams as well. Like, fair enough, Spurs haven't quite been themselves recently.
Plus, City were missing David Silva for this game as well.
Exactly. And Gundogan's coming and stepped up. Like,
scary. It's legitimately scary how good this City team is. It's scary how good they are.
Ridiculously scary. And it made the tempers start flying around that Spurs team. Yeah. Obviously, Kane's wasn't necessarily temper, it was just sort of frustration, I suppose.
Yeah, it was a bad tackle, which stood easily warranted a red card.
I definitely think it should have been a red. He got really lucky to be still on pitch after that. Because it was off the ground as well with his studs up, which
instant red nowadays.
Yeah, and he lunged for it as well. It's not like he were right next to him. He's lunged across for him. So, instantly apologised, though, because obviously it's Sterling, but
Harry Kane didn't mean it at all. There was no malicious. He was just a striker's challenge. He was just a bad challenge by
Harry. Yeah, but Dele Alli then followed suit with the studs up on Kevin De Bruyne's ankle.
I think this is worse.
Yeah, way worse. Straight.
They were saying about match of the day. They were saying it was just as bad as Kane. I think this is worse. I legitimately think he could have done some serious damage to De Bruyne with the tackle. Yeah. The ball.
His ankle actually bends inwards. Like, it's so close to breaking. You can see it.
His foot's gone over the ball. It's gone right into De Bruyne. It's a really bad tackle by Dele Alli. He should not be on the pitch.
Nope. Pogba got sent off for it the other week.
Absolutely. Agree on that point. Pogba got done for the same. Yeah, agreed. Bad.
His temper's definitely flying. But on a more positive note, it was Gundogan's first goal in over a year.
Yeah, well, the main reason is because he's been injured for like a year.
Yes. The penalty was a clear penalty. Yeah. Just he was unlucky to hit the post.
It was really unlucky by him. It was really unlucky.
Yeah. Very confident little
player. It was going back to the actual penalty itself. De Bruyne completely sells it,
sells Vertonghen. Absolutely. Sells
his footwork is unreal. And all Vertonghen can do is hit him. De Bruyne is so good.
Did you hear what Martin Keown said about De Bruyne? And his feet.
Oh, it was the paintbrush thing.
Yeah, feet like paintbrushes. He's an artist, said Martin Keown.
Yeah, he just made the whole painting joke for the rest of the actual second match of the day. I remember that, but my God. But no, you can see where Keown's coming from on that
yeah,
point.
Yeah, you can.
Maybe not the greatest analogy, but... Oh.
Look at this path from the left paintbrush.
Oh, it's paint all over of that shot. It's like, oh, God, no, stop it. Like,
all right, Martin, you're ruining it now. Let's calm it down.
My lovely portrait, but hey-o.
Oh, God. Poor defensive error from Eric Dyer, though, to let Sterling through.
Don't know what he was thinking. I don't know if he's given up or he's tried to take a touch, but it's just weird. The ball bounces over his foot. So it's like, I don't know. For that, it's a lack of concentration. It's not as if he's trying to do a touch, like a certain type of touch. It's a complete lack of concentration, which, my God, he's probably more used to playing a defensive midfield role or further up the pitch, but obviously he was last man back for that situation. He's just turned off and being punished for it.
And then obviously Sterling got a little bit lucky with it, bouncing off Lloris and then falling back to him.
Well, it didn't even bounce off Lloris. Sterling misses his touch and the ball just rolls through Lloris's legs. And he just has to walk around and just knock it into an empty net.
Yeah. But fair play to Sterling, though. He's still doing amazing. Doing bits.
Yeah, he's in real good form at the moment, Raheem. And it's good, obviously, for us in particular, being English.
Yes. But they can never do it in an England shirt. That's the problem.
Mm, indeed.
But we'll go to the not-so-noisy neighbours these days. And... Man United, they played West Brom away from home.
They did.
And, won 2-1. And the header from Lukaku was inch perfect.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Foster just had no chance.
It was a great header.
It really was, like, tremendous. That is what he's, like, should be doing, especially against someone like Kieran Gibbs, who he's got about 6 or 7 inches on. Just jump and nod it in.
Absolutely agree on that.
And then obviously Lingard got himself a goal, but with quite a lucky deflection from Hegazi.
Hegazi it was indeed, but
just took it out of Foster's reach.
Absolutely.
It happens. And then obviously there was a late fight back from West Brom, but it was too little too late.
To be fair, in that game you could argue that West Brom were unlucky. They had more shots. They had more chances. They had more shots on target. United weren't great at all.
No, they weren't.
Poor result. Not poor result by United. They obviously won, but poor performance, I should say. It's like you can just see the gulfing collapse between them and City. It's scary how much.
It's the consistency as well, though. It's City just ooze confidence. Every single player on that ball is just fully confident on it.
I think I was actually talking to my dad about it. I can't remember who it was, but in United's lineup, there were 7 players in that lineup that Sir Alex Ferguson bought. And how long has Sir Alex Ferguson been gone now? And they spent 600 plus mil on that team.
Jesus
Christ. And they've still got 7 Ferguson players in that United team.
Jesus.
Not good. They haven't spent.
That's a fair point to bring
up. They haven't spent well.
Considering the money that they spent.
I honestly don't think Mourinho's the right manager for that team. It's a big statement, but out of all the Premiership managers, well, if we're going to stick Premiership, you'd be looking at Pochettino. I was saying he was an ideal candidate for United. There's not another manager in that league.
No. Other than obviously Pep, but.
If he went from City to United. You'd be looking abroad, but.
Yeah.
Managers that come to your head automatically is Simeone, but that is not the style of football Man United would want.
No, definitely
with
not.
With that.
But we'll just see how long Mourinho sticks at it, really.
He'll probably be gone by the end of next season. I think he'll have his.
End of next season?
End of next season. Unless they
never
start with but I can't see them getting close.
We'll put that in the little envelope and we'll open it at the end of next season.
He'll end up being I'll tell you Mourinho's next job. You're not going to have a guess?
Mourinho's next job.
Yeah, I've got, and I think it'll be this team 100%.
What league have you gone with?
If I tell you the league, I'll give it away. It's a European team.
Juventus.
No, wrong league. PSG.
Oh, that was weird. Said it at the same time.
His next job will be PSG manager. Obviously, I think PSG's manager is Unai Emery at the moment. I'm pretty sure it is. But wouldn't surprise me if he ended up at PSG.
No, it's a fair point. Fair point. But we'll go to Bournemouth, where they had a visit from Liverpool and pummeled 4-0, basically. Coutinho and Salah both having the little solo individual effort.
Coutinho's goal was class.
It really was, wasn't it?
But not taking any away from Salah's run, but Coutinho's was awesome.
Yeah.
It was so good, Coutinho's goal.
To be fair, all four of the goals had like something nice to them. Like obviously Coutinho had a brilliant run. Salah had his sort of little run. Ball kept in by Firmino to
for Lovren's diving header. Yeah,
and then it was just a nice glancing header from Firmino to finish it off.
Liverpool looked really good.
Yeah, they really did. But that means Salah has now got his 20th goal in all competitions. Has he paid Liverpool back the money?
Liverpool could have bought him for 100 mil and he would have paid that back.
Yeah,
I'm seriously running out of superlatives for Salah.
Does he have paintbrush for feet?
It's hard to just pick. Like, I think I say this every week, but it's De Bruyne and Salah, the best two players in the league this season. But if you were to pick one for player of the season so far, who would you pick?
Oh, that's tight.
It's a
really tough, because they're both different players as well. If they were the same player, it's a bit easier to pick between them, but because
I know who players. I know who I'd pick. I'd pick De Bruyne, just because obviously where City are in the league.
Yeah, I suppose
he's obviously contributing more weight passing ways and so. And I think obviously De Bruyne's got a lot more assists than Salah, but obviously Salah's got a lot more goals. But wouldn't even. The thing is though with Salah, you don't even class him as a striker.
No,
you class him as a winger.
Yeah,
and he's just. He's been amazing, especially with 35 mil.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's an absolute bargain.
Oh, easy. Hey, West Ham buy Arnautovic for 25 mil. Liverpool got Salah for 35 mil.
It's not often Liverpool get a good deal either.
No, they've overspent on the. Well, they spent 35 mil on Andy Carroll, didn't they?
Yeah, I was just about to say Andy Carroll. And then obviously there was Balotelli. Benteke.
To be fair to Balotelli, he is tearing it up in France for me.
He really is.
He's doing really well where he's at now. So, but
can you remember any highlights from him in a Liverpool shirt? Because I can't. It was that time when he almost scored. And it went over the bar, but that was it.
To be fair, I remember a few highlights from for Man City. I remember him lifting his shirt up with saying, "Why always me?" But that was after that day where he set off fireworks. In his hotel room or something, daft. I think it was his hotel room.
In his bathroom.
Was it bathroom?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Not all his dogs are barking like. That's mental.
Oh, Christ. But yeah, back to the game. Bournemouth were simply outclassed by Liverpool.
There's no way you can put it. Liverpool, yeah. They were just totally outclassed. Liverpool, top draw.
Yeah, they really were. And we've got the Monday night game, where Everton faced off with Swansea.
To be fair, you predicted this would be a good game, and it was an interesting game.
It was a really good Monday night game.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, to be fair.
I did.
I enjoyed
it. Usually I'm at that point where I'm starting to fall asleep, but really enjoyed this one.
Good.
It only really opened up, though, after about 30 minutes when Holgate got booked for that. Perfect tackle from where it looked.
Yeah, it was really unfair. He won the ball.
Yeah, he did. No doubt about it. He just went in, got the ball, free kick. It was a good save as well by Pickford. And it was well struck by Tom Carroll, But the goal for Leroy Fer about 5-6 minutes afterwards was just far too easy. Just like at the back post.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Williams is just dawdling.
Yeah, he just leaves his man.
Yeah, just really
simple
cool.
as that. Yeah, an experienced defender as well, like Williams.
Well, I've said it a couple of times. I think he's on his way down anyways, but he's getting to that point in his career.
He's going through the David James phase where he starts faffing about with his hair. I think that's his problem.
Right, okay.
Well, footballers always they start faffing with their hair and then they're not as good anymore. Like, he's going down that David James road.
Well, I remember some certain footballers faffing on with the hair and they just got better. David Beckham.
Yeah, Pogba, I suppose. But some people have got it, some people haven't.
Okay.
I feel like if you play anything other than defender or goalkeeper, you're allowed to play with your hair. But if you're a defender or goalkeeper, you're not allowed to touch your hair. Short back and sides. That's it.
Short back and side, black boots, not fancy. Get in there, get the ball out, done.
Yeah, you've got to be ballsy as a centre-back.
Not playing about in a pink boot and a red haircut.
Yeah. That's the point I'm getting.
I know that's the point you guys.
What is happening this week, Matt? What is happening?
Probably going off. We're going off topic with everything, but anywho, let's keep going. It's funny.
Right. Penalty late on in the first half. Obviously, Fosu Mensah on Lennon. But the penalty was saved by Fabianski from Rooney. But Calvert-Lewin was there to follow it up.
Yeah, it was unfortunate because it was a decent save, but Calvert-Lewin was in the right place at the right time and put it away.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then obviously Sigurdsson doing what he does.
So good. Well,
such a cracking goal.
But did you notice like 5 minutes before and he tried the exact same thing but smashed it right at Fabianski? But obviously that was just his sighter. The second time he did it, it was such a good goal. Such a good goal.
It really was.
Good to see that. Might be starting paying some of that money back for Everton.
Yeah, he's starting to get a few good games together. I think him and Rooney especially. They're starting to connect and they're linking up quite well together.
Indeed.
Could be a good partnership there.
Yes.
The second penalty, though, obviously that Rooney converted, the contact wasn't even in the box.
Yeah, it was harsh. It was a foul. It was definitely a foul, but John Joe Kenny got actually fouled outside the box.
Yeah. And then he sort of clipped his own heel on his way down, didn't he?
But the,
inside the box.
That's why. You can understand why the ref just gave it as a penalty, because he does actually come down in the box, but the foul was outside the box, just his momentum's taking him in.
Exactly. But it gives Wayne Rooney his 10th goal of the season.
First time he's got 10 goals by this time of the season in the last 6 seasons.
Mmm. Very good to Wayne Rooney.
Absolutely.
But that is it for the Premier League action. Oh. That is 2 sets of fixtures for you all. Some more in depth than others, but they're all there all the same. But, Matt, before we go on to our next section, we've been sent a little question.
Okay.
By Ashley Barwick asking, do you think Walcott will leave Arsenal with Southampton, Palace, Everton and West Ham interested? Or will he stay at Arsenal?
I could see him leaving. He's getting naff all playing time at the moment.
I could see him leaving to either Southampton or Palace.
I think. Just looking at those teams you listed, where would he be best suited? Everton are crying out for pace. Crying out for it.
Yep.
I think it'd be a good sign for Everton. Southampton going back to his boyhood club. I don't know.
I think that's most likely.
I think Southampton's unlikely.
Yeah.
Out of those 4 teams, Everton, I could see. West Ham, I could see him playing at West Ham. I don't think he'd play every game, but he'd get more game time at West Ham. And Palace, he'd be fighting for position with Wolf Zaha. He'd be straight fighting for Wilson Hart for that position, I think. And I'd have Wilson Hart. Yeah, but I was still going to have Wilson Hart. To be fair, he could play Walcott up top.
Oh, yeah. I suppose, what if he goes through his little hissy fit phase where he wants to go up top again?
Because he thinks he's the next Henry. which was the initial comparison when he first moved to Arsenal.
Why don't he go and beat next Matt Letizia and go play for Southampton?
What, put on about 4 stone and just sit in midfield and shoot? Sorry, Matt Letizia.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're listening, Matt, sorry.
It's true, though. He probably admit it himself, but... out of those four teams, so, yeah, Everton. I'd go Everton out of those four.
I'm going with Southampton. I think he'll go back to his boyhood club.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll move on to his next section. Should I stay or should I go? So, the results are in for last week's poll results, where we voted Danny Welbeck up for elimination and to be replaced by Charlie Austin. And you people had your say. And Charlie Austin walked it, in all honesty.
Pretty much.
Took 73% of the total votes, meaning Danny Welbeck is now out of the England squad and Charlie Austin is in. But we do not have a player for you this week to put against another. But we do have a question, Matt.
All right.
We do have a question. It's from Daniel Wordsworth, and he says, a quick question. Why is Nick Pope not the starting goalkeeper in your England squad? He is second in the league in clean sheets. So what I've done, pre-prepared before we started recording, I took Jack Butland out of that starting lineup, put Nick Pope in.
That's a very valid point. He has got a really strong point with that.
Really is. So there you go. It's not just our squad, it's your squad too.
Yeah.
So, with that out the way, we'll jump into the championship, shall we?
Go for it, bud.
Yes. Right. Bristol City continued their fine run of form.
Absolutely.
Beating Nottingham Forest 2-1. Cracking goals in that game from Brian and Dowell.
Here we go. The James King loving of Kieran Dowell.
Come on, he's been playing brilliantly.
Yeah, no, he's doing well at them on loan. Must admit, he is.
He just needs, I don't know if Everton will think they'll give him a chance.
Next season, yeah.
With how the youngsters are coming through so rapidly these days, like your Rashford, your Allies, your Kane, players like that, just developing so quick. It's definitely worth a go.
Yeah, no, totally agree. And obviously Everton at the moment, they've got Tom Davies, who a lot of people already know about, but obviously they've got Mason Holgate, John Joe Kenny, so... I'm not afraid to fire the youth in if you're ready. Calvert-Lewin.
Luckman came on today. Well, tonight, should I say. And then, obviously, Millwall beat Middlesbrough 2-1 in quite a shock result.
Yeah, I had Borough to win that.
Yeah. Stuart Downing popping up with a goal, though.
Yeah, the keeper shouldn't bear with it. Be all honest. Definitely. But, no, good to see Stuart.
All right. Just don't retire anytime soon, Stuart. They love you at Middlesbrough. But we'll go to League One, and Wimbledon got battered by Wigan 4-0, unfortunately. And the free kick for the third goal, power.
Max Power.
Indeed. Yeah, power indeed.
Great free kick. That was unbelievable. Now, top draw free kick.
It really was. Really was. And then, obviously, Forrester got sent off.
It wasn't Forster.
Shut up. got sent off for Wimbledon. But the game was... Oh, no, it was only 1-0 at that point, wasn't it? Or was it 2-0?
2-0. Nick Powell would scored. Just before it.
Wouldn't really change too much for Wigan.
No, not really.
For Wimbledon, sorry, not Wigan. And then elsewhere, Gillingham beat Bristol Rovers 4-1. I don't know if you noticed in this match, Matt, but did you see the referee get tackled?
No.
There's a little video on Sky Sports where I can't remember who it is, but a Gillingham player goes through the back of the referee.
I must have missed it.
Takes him out.
I've seen all the goals for this game, but I don't remember the ref getting KO'd. I would definitely remember that.
The ref just gets took out. It's a separate video from the highlights video.
Oh, okay. I must just seeing
the ref just gets taken out. It's quite funny.
Sounds it.
Yeah, but no, good result for Gillingham, that.
Absolutely.
Very good result. Obviously, a late what's the word that I'm looking for, Matt? What's the word? Wait. Consolation.
Yes.
A late consolation from Bristol Rovers there with a 9.
Correct word use.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And we'll drop down into League Two briefly, where Crewe played Crawley. And Ainley, what a goal.
It was. Absolutely really brilliant was. Strike.
Really was. And Crawley getting two men sent off as well.
Yeah. Temperaments flying.
Been a lot of tempers flying around this weekend.
Absolutely.
And our supporting club, Forest Green, fortunately lost 2-0 to Luton.
It's not a bad result, that, because you're in it's Luton, is it? Worse,
yeah.
Absolutely.
But Luton went down to 10 men when the game was 1-0, but
yeah.
Forest Green couldn't quite capitalise.
No, not at all, mate.
But that is everything. That is all the football done for another week.
But yes.
What is your game of the week, Matt?
Ooh.
Tough one, this.
City Tottenham, mate.
City Tottenham.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be, hasn't it?
Can't look past it, mate. City demolished a good team.
I'm honestly, each week I'm trying to avoid picking City for game at week, but I just can't. There's other games that, like, they don't quite match it.
Can't even fall back and say Carver because we got beat, so...
I suppose the closest one after City Tottenham would probably be Liverpool.
I would have said Liverpool for the next choice.
Yeah. But you just can't knock City at the minute. They're just battering teams.
Absolutely, man.
Although it's chaotic, what about your one to watch?
I've just looked at the Saturday games. I'd go Everton-Chelsea.
Everton-Chelsea. It's
not yeah, we kick off. Shout.
For me, I might have to go Arsenal-Liverpool. No, I'm going to go Swansea-Palace.
Oof, Palace to win that all day long, mate.
Yeah, Swansea-Palace, though, I think that'd be a good game. I'm just throwing one out there. Swansea-Palace.
All right.
But before we move on, we've been sent something else, Matt. 3-1 week. It's unbelievable stuff. And it's actually one to watch from Dean Proud, which is game to watch for next week on your podcast. Is that vegan team? And I put in brackets for him, Forest Green. And then it's put versus the Mighty Blues. So he's obviously one of yours, Matt, a Carlisle supporter.
Unfortunately, he is a Carlisle fan, yes. I can't believe he turned around and called them that vegan team.
Yep, that vegan no, team is the word to use. I had to take one word out.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
But yeah, that's thanks for that one, Dean.
He'll be hating that because he'll be going to that game and he likes his proper food and it'll just be all vegan food. Because he's right, it's a proper fully green club.
Yeah, it is,
all
it
their
is.
Food are Forest Green's vegan food. So
yeah,
he'll be hating that.
But if you would like to get in touch and possibly send us some juicy transfer rumours or some suggestions for his England squad like Dansworth was did, or even send us someone to watch for your club if you're going to go watch them that week, you can do so by tweeting us using the handle @footyfoundry, that's FOOTIE, or you can Facebook us by searching The Football Foundry on Facebook, or you can go to the website, which is thefootballfoundry.com. And also, please be sure to give our partners, the Beautiful Game Network, some love by following them on Twitter. Use the handle @thebgnfm. Would you like to add anything else?
No.
So blunt. Just no. Well, I'm going to say goodbye, and I'm not even going to ask you to say goodbye, Matt.
Auf Wiedersehen.
That'll do. I'll take it. Goodbye, everyone.